when you look at the social news, of course, these are all kind of interlinked. You can't sort of put one against the other, saying, you know, psychological, physical and social well-being is all so interrelated. But we know those women who have good social support generally do better. They're more satisfied their lives, have a sense of fulfilment, and do tend to cope better if they have a wide social network. They also, of course, report fewer avoidance coping. So you could say the more people they have in their networks, the less opportunities for being alone, and the less likely they are then to have time to think about what it means for them. I did one of the women I interviewed for my study was never alone, ever alone. She always had someone with her. She always had visitors. I mean, she was very grateful for that, and it was fantastic. But she did say sometimes it would be nice just to sit on my own and cry. But I can't really do that because I upset everyone else. So, you know, there's two sides to that, really. Social stress is associated with poorer coping. And those who have pressure on them to behave in a certain way don't do so well. You know, sort of criticism or you should live your life this way, do this diet, do more of this. Whatever it is, people are giving them advice on what to do, and that causes them a lot of anxiety and stress. And I've talked about in my work, social survival, how they mediate, it sounds very flash now when I say it out loud, the discontinuity between the body, the physical body, which is diseased, the self and social order. They want to maintain their social roles. They want to stay being a wife, a mum, an employee, a friend. But it's quite challenging to maintain that equilibrium while they're living with progressive disease. And they can feel very detached from the ebb and flow of everyday life. In particular, you know, when the people are talking about going on holiday or having a future or a career or having children, their life begins to detach from that because they don't have the same sort of taken for granted future.